Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Hello, and welcome to Ashley at the Movies. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Matt.
And joining us today is our friend Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, thank you for coming back. So you can find Rachel online on Twitter or X. She's at Rachel_reviews. And on Letterboxd, she's Rachel_reviews. And she has a website, rachelsreviews.net. So definitely check those out. So we have all seen a movie that's coming out fairly soon.
May 3rd.
May 3rd.
Yeah.
It's called The Fall Guy. And Matt's going to tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is based off the 1980s TV show that starred Lee Majors, and it's about a stuntman and his adventures. And in this particular movie, which is directed by David Leitch, it stars Ryan Gosling as the fall guy. His name is Colt Seavers. He is a stuntman for an actor, a very vain actor named Tom Ryder, who's played by Aaron Taylor Johnson. There's also Emily Blunt, who plays a character named Jody Moreno. Emily Blunt is in the film industry. She's an aspiring director. Her and Colt kind of have a relationship until Colt gets injured on set. And he just basically secludes himself for a while. And they kind of, kind of fall apart in their relationship. And then Colt is asked to come and kind of be a stuntman on Jody's first directorial feature. And be a stuntman for Tom Ryder. But then Tom Ryder goes missing. And so the producer, Gail, asks Colt to find Tom Ryder. And then that's kind of the springboard for the biggest part of the movie. So yeah, that's your general gist of The Fall Guy. And Rachel, what did you think?
I was really disappointed with this. I saw it at South by Southwest, and this was when I did my video on my most anticipated movies of 2024, this was my number one. I was really looking forward to it. So maybe high expectations hurt it a little bit, but I just thought they would have such good chemistry and it looked really charming. And I love rom-coms, of course. And so I was really looking forward to it. And I just felt like it wasn't very strong as far as the story. It had like some impressive action sequences, but they started to feel really repetitive and really meaningless after a while, because there wasn't really a good story to sort of go along with each action scene. It was just kind of like, it reminded me of a Michael Bay movie, you know, where you just get this sort of empty action scenes that don't mean anything. They have no weight to them. And it felt like a stuntman's highlight reel rather than like a movie to me. And there, what was the most disappointing part was that they're not together for very much of the movie. It wasn't the rom-com that I was hoping it would be. There's really only a couple scenes with them together. And so maybe that was my own wrong expectation going into it, that would lean into the rom-com, but it's really not. And I just found it like boring, and I don't know. I just didn't care for it. I was very disappointed.
Ashley, what did you think?
Well, I think I liked it a little more than Rachel did. I liked it okay. I had a good time. And I think Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, they have good chemistry. I think they're good in these roles. But I agree with you, Rachel, that they weren't in it together enough. I think that's something that the movie's really, really missing. I did think the stunts were pretty great. A lot of, as you would expect in a movie about stuntmen. But I love that this movie kind of celebrates stunt work. So it's an aspect of filmmaking that's kind of ignored sometimes. And, you know, it's supposed to be kind of invisible to us as the audience. But it doesn't maybe get the attention it deserves. And I like that. I don't know. I felt like it was more than just kind of the backdrop of this film. It was kind of something that was focused on. So I liked that. I agree. The story is a little lackluster, and I think it went on a little too long. But I laughed quite a few times. Not all the humor lands, but for the most part, I thought it was pretty fun.
Yeah, I like this overall. I I do think that when they were together, that Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt had good chemistry. It's just like kind of, you know, basically what Rachel has said is they weren't together enough. I would have liked to see that more. They had a really, when they meet up again after, his character comes to, the set of her, you know, the feature she's directing, there is sort of an extended scene there between the two of them. It's from a distance, but I found it both humorous and with some good chemistry. I wish there was more of that. But there wasn't. As far as the story goes, I thought it was fairly perfunctory. It had some intrigue. It had a lot of action. It had some humor. There was definitely some humor. I think the humor worked sometimes and not other times. I did like the action in the sense that this was very much a love letter to stunt performers. And I think it, you know, mission accomplished there. And yeah, I laughed or at least chuckled at several points in the movie. There's a couple of scenes with a unicorn, which I found hilarious. But I will say this will sound a little odd because I will say too, and I'm not going to spoil how things turn out, but I had the plot mapped out not long after it started. And not necessarily every single exact detail, but the basic beats of the plot, I had that mapped out. And yeah. And then the other part though is that maybe a little bit contradictory is even with that, I think I was still expecting more from it. Like I love the first half. This movie is just about 2 hours long and I love the first hour. I thought it was setting up a lot of interesting things. And then in the back half, it felt like it dragged. And I'm not quite sure how I can put my finger on it, but I don't know. The pacing of it just kind of felt off. I would maybe have edited 10 or 15 minutes out of it. Not all the same scene, but different parts of it. I think, Rachel, you mentioned how like the action got repetitive. I would agree. And even though I know this is an action movie, this is an homage to stunt work and everything and stuff, something about that back half of the movie just felt off to me. And so I was a little disappointed because up until like the middle of the movie, I was totally on board. I don't know. What'd you think, Rachel?
Yeah. I mean, it becomes this, cat and mouse chase kind of a thing for the last half. And it's really just kind of like they have a scene where they fight on a boat. They have a scene where they fight on an apartment. They have a scene where they fight on a car. They have, and they do start to just kind of feel like, it just feels sort of like meaningless action. It's not like really progressing the plot very much. It's not until like the scenes with Hannah that they really like something's happening. These are just sort of nameless goons that we don't even know. Right. And, you know, and then there's a person in a bathtub, there's a dead body, but like none of it really means anything, to the story. And it's not like we're putting the clues together. And we really are apart. There's one scene where they have a phone call together, that they try to kind of do split screen and there's some jokes about that, but they really are apart for a long section at that back end.
Yeah. I think I agree with both of you that the action gets repetitive and by the end, what's supposed to be, I think, the big climax to me was pretty disappointing.
It's really just frustrating because it had so many great pieces. There were so many things that this should have been better, you know, and I think that's almost more frustrating than just this like seeing an outright like terrible movie is when you see something that like this should have been something that I loved, you know.
Yeah.
It has all of these pieces that I love. And so I think that's what makes it more frustrating is that I was just hoping this would be like a Romancing the Stone. This would be and maybe those were crazy expectations, but like even something like The Lost City, I don't think this is nearly as funny or as romantic or as effective as that film. And that's not like a masterpiece or anything, but I think it's better than this.
Now, see, I think this worked better than The Lost City. But that's, it's, you know, individual tastes there.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I will say, I do want to reiterate, I did overall enjoy this. I do think it will be a crowd pleaser. Like, I don't know what its box office will be. I mean, I don't know that. Yeah. But I have a feeling that it's, you know, your regular moviegoer would see this because, hey, it's got, you know, Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. And,
yeah,
you know, Gen Xers may remember, and older folks may remember the Fall Guy TV series. I think if those folks go to see this, I think it'll be a crowd pleaser. Right. I think because we are who we are, I think we're, you know.
Yeah.
I think, well, the audience we saw it with was pretty enthusiastic.
Yeah.
In fact, there was even some applause at the end of our screening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I sat at the festival, so like all the stars were there and everything, so you can't really test the audience that way. But I know my friend Louisa at Screenzel, she didn't like it either. But then my friend Sean Chandler, he really liked it a lot. And so, you know, there's some different opinions amongst at least my friends who were at the festival. Mm-hmm. I can imagine it being something like, even though I think Night and Day is a much better film and having like a similar kind of legacy, like people like it, but like, you know, it's not like, you know, a favorite. Mm-hmm. If that, but yeah.
You mentioned Hannah Waddingham earlier, and I wanted to point her out. She plays Gail, the producer. I thought she did a great job.
Yeah.
One of the highlights of the movie. And
there's a fun cameo we won't spoil, but fun cameo.
Yeah. Stay through at least the mid portion of the credits to see that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I think this movie has some flaws, but overall I enjoyed it. Do you have any kind of final thoughts on it, Rachel?
I just wish it had been better. I really wanted to love it. It just wasn't for me, but I hope everybody else really enjoys it that sees it.
What would you give it out of 10?
I would give it like a 2.5 or out of 10.
Yeah.
I was saying 5. I would give it like a 4.5.
Okay.
10.
Ashley, what would you give it?
I give it a 6.5.
Okay. I give it a 7.8. And so our score is a 6.3. And that is The Fall Guy, 2024 movie coming out in May. Rachel, as always, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might roll a brand new car. 'Cause I'm